Hello, this is Michael Killian. Today I'm going to review for you a program you may have heard me mention on Blindline, a little program called WinKey. Now, WinKey is a program that gives you a whole bunch of extra hotkeys to readily and quickly access various programs or other things. So in just a moment I will go and bring up WinKey. WinKey is a free program, and as such, it is actually going to be on the website. When this program becomes available on demand, you will find a specific link to WinKey next to the entry referring to this review. So now, without further ado, let's go to WinKey.
Start menu.
And the program is pulled down, though it did not say so.
WinKey.
Okay, there's WinKey, so here we go.
Leaving menus. List view. Not selected graphic 215 standard shortcuts.
1 of 19.
Okay. I'm in WinKey. I am using JFW for this. The window eye works beautifully with it. Perhaps even better. Okay, right now we're in a list view. And the first item shown here is standard shortcuts. Now this is an entry that shows you all the items that Windows gives you by default using the Windows hotkey. We'll go through each of those items one by one, and then through the rest of the list, one by one. So let's go into there, and see what we find.
Standard shortcuts. OK button. Windows key teacher desktop.
OK, here we go. So if you press down the Windows key and the letter D, it goes directly to the desktop. This is similar to Windows key M, which we'll get to a little later.
Windows key, Windows Explorer.
Now, if you press down Windows key and the letter E, you'll go to Windows Explorer. If you do that, it's best to hit Tab once to go from the tree view to the list view, as that will give you much better access to Windows Explorer. We go down one line.
Windows key F finds files or folders.
Windows key F takes you directly to the Find dialog box, where you can try and locate files or folders.
Windows key M minimize all windows.
All right, now here we come to Windows key M. This will minimize all applications and put the focus on the desktop. Windows key D does not minimize programs. It simply pops up the desktop.
Windows key shift M undo minimize all.
Now here's something you might not have known about. Windows key shift M unminimize all programs.
Windows key R run.
Now if you press down the Windows key and the letter R, that takes you directly to the run dialog box, where you can type in the name of an application, data file, or web page, and Windows will go directly there. I did come across an interesting item recently that says if you want to go and explore the Windows file very quickly, the quickest way to do that is to go to the Run dialog box, press two periods, then press Enter, and you'll be directly in the Windows directory without having to go through My Computer or Windows Explorer. Just thought you might like to know that.
Windows key tab, select task.
Windows key tab will take you to the taskbar, where you can get a list of all currently running applications. These are official applications. And you can use your arrow keys to try and find out, or try and go to whichever one you want to visit.
Windows key break system properties.
Now here's something you might not know about. I know some of you do, others may not. If you want to go directly to system properties, and even more specifically, perhaps to Device Manager, the quickest way to do that is hold down the Windows key and the pause or break key, which is in the upper right-hand corner of your keyboard. That will take you directly to System Properties and right arrow once to Device Manager. This is versus going to the Start Menu, Settings, Control Panel, Systems, and then hitting Enter and getting to System Properties that way.
Windows key F1, Windows Help.
Windows key F1 gives you a standard Windows Help box, and you can check out the various items in the Windows Help area. This is non-application specific. This is for the operating system.
Requires Internet Explorer 4.0 desktop update.
Now this is for being able to use the shortcuts. This is the end of the dialog box, so we'll hit enter and get out of that.
WinKey Copernic Technologies Inc. Let's view.
Now we're back into the main window for WinKey Copernic Technologies.
Windows key left. Minimize active window.
Windows key along with the left arrow will minimize your current application and either put the focus on the desktop or on your previous application, whatever the case might be.
Windows key up. Maximize active window.
That is self-explanatory. Windows key up arrow maximizes active window.
Windows key right. Maximize active window.
Windows key and the right arrow also maximizes the open window.
Windows key down. Restore active window.
And Windows key plus the down arrow restores or normalizes the active window.
Windows key 1. C.
Windows key, along with the number 1, will take you directly to your hard drive, bypassing Windows Explorer or My Computer. This gives you direct access to your directories and your files.
Windows key 2. D.
Windows key, along with the number 2, will take you to your D drive. For most people, that is a CD-ROM drive. For others, it is a hard drive.
Windows key C. Control panel.
Now here is something that will really come in handy. Windows key and the letter C take you directly to the control panel. Bypass start menu, bypass settings. Now that's a great deal.
Windows key I, Internet Explorer.
Windows key I takes you to Internet Explorer. You may already have a hotkey set up for that. This will let you use that hotkey for something else.
Windows key N, Network Neighborhood.
Now, for those of you that are on a network and utilize Network Neighborhood, this is a very quick way of getting there. Windows key N.
Windows key P, Printers.
That is self-explanatory.
Windows key S, see Windows Desktop SoundForge 5.0 LMK.
Now, this is something I put in. I actually should have deleted that because I would be showing you how to add a new entry. In fact, let's go ahead and do that now. Let's go ahead and remove that one and I'll show you how to add an entry.
Remove button. Confirm. Yes button. WinKey Copernic Technologies Inc.
Okay. So that one is removed and I'll re-add it later.
Let's view. Not selected graphic 348 Windows key use dial-up networking.
12 of 18.
Okay. Our next item, Windows key and the letter U for dial-up networking.
Windows key F9. See program files WinKey WinKey XE.
Now this is a quick way to bring up WinKey. Press Windows key along with F9. I could have used this earlier to bring up the program rather than the method I did use.
Windows key F10. See program files WinKey Tascam GRXE.
WinKey Task Manager. I honestly do not know what that is. When I've gone in there, I've not been able to figure out exactly what that does. If any of you are able to figure that out, let me know. But I have not been able to figure that one out. This next item coming up is also one that I created. One that you would probably want to put in yourself.
Windows key F11. See Windows Systems Config XE.
This will bring up MS Config, which is used for, among other things, modifying your startup group icons and such things. This is the items that load at startup, including load power profile, sys-tray, real player, Winamp agent, and all those other things. A lot of the stuff that you have already disabled. This same area lets you modify your AutoExec bat, unless you have Windows Millennium, which doesn't have that. Ditto configs.
Windows key F12. See Windows Red Edit XE.
Windows key F12 is regedit.exe. This one is the item that gives you access to the Windows registry. If you do not know how to use the Windows registry, I would advise you to delete this entry so you do not accidentally go into something that you don't know anything about and could easily wreck your system. Still have a few more to go here.
Windows key control M, my computer.
Windows key control M takes you directly to my computer. Should you want to do that. By the way, when you are in your hard drive, as I mentioned earlier, with Windows key number 1, if you were to then press backspace, you would go up one level and will be at the same place you would be if you had selected my computer. Just thought you'd like to know. Of course, the cursor would be sitting at your A drive, unselected.
Windows key control F9, http://www.copernicom.wiki.
There you go. Windows key control F9 will take you directly to Copernic Technology Winky's website, where you can read all about Winky and download the latest version, currently 2.8.
Bottom of the window.
And that is the last item in the default list. So, we'll tab once, and I'll show you how to add an entry. I will tell you here that you have 192 available hotkeys, all including the Windows key, to establish and be ready to have quick access to your programs. I will mention here that when you add an entry, you must include the complete drive and path directly to that file. You cannot just start with a backslash. You have to include the drive. It will accept an entry with just the backslash at the beginning, but it won't activate it. We'll tab once.
Add button.
And we're at the add button. And the key letter here is
A.
Alt A, if you want to do that. So let's hit enter.
Shortcut properties. Edit combo.
Now, this is the edit box. Actually, it's a combo edit box where you would type in the name of the file that you wish to access with the Winky hotkey. So I will now put back in the entry that I removed earlier. This is for SoundForge 5.0. I will... Let's see, yeah. We'll turn on the voice so you can hear me typing here.
Characters.
All right.
C, colon, backslash, W, I, N, T, O, W, S, backslash, T, E, S, K, T, O, P, backslash, F, O, U, N, D, space, F, O, R, G, E, space, 5, period, 0, period, L, N, K.
Now, what I've decided to do here is actually link to the desktop shortcut rather than the actual executable file. That has a longer path name to it. And this is a much quicker way of accessing it. So I've now typed in the path. We'll read the line and let you hear the whole thing.
See Windows Desktop SoundForge 5.0 LMK.
There you go. Now tab once.
Tab. Shortcut key combo box.
Now, this is a list of the available shortcut keys. You cannot just press a key combination and have it work. You have to arrow down through the list to select the one you want. I'm going to choose Windows key and the letter S, as in sound. So we'll go down and locate that particular entry.
Windows key.
Windows key letter A.
Windows key B. Windows key C. Windows key G. Windows key O. Windows key Q. Windows key S.
There we go. Now, we'll mention, it wasn't apparent here, but this combo box here skips the Windows default hotkeys, which means you cannot duplicate any of them here in WinKey. So, before pressing Enter, we'll see what other items are here in this and dialog.
Tab. Parameters edit.
This, I guess, lets you set command line parameters for whatever program or file you wish to add.
Tab. Start and edit.
This tells the program where the file should start in. You can leave this blank.
Tab. Run combo box. Normal window.
This is the same sort of stuff that you would find in the program properties box. This tells you whether you want the program run minimized, normal, or maximized. Well, select maximize.
Minimized. Maximized.
There we go. Maximized.
Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Edit combo. See Windows Desktop Sound Forge 5.0 LMK.
So now we're back at the original edit box. So now press Enter.
Enter. WinKey Copernic Technologies Inc. Add button.
Now let's go through the menu bar, see what's there. I will mention that a lot of the stuff in the menu bar is readily accessible from your main window of WinKey.
Menu bar. File.
We're at the file menu. Press down arrow.
Menu active. Add.
This is the add button.
Remove.
Remove.
Properties.
Properties. Now what properties does is it shows all your current settings for that particular hotkey entry.
Unload.
Now this allows you to completely unload WinKey.
Exit.
And exit WinKey. And
add.
We're back at the add button. Hop over to the next menu.
Menu. Show taskbar icon. Options.
Okay, we're at the options and show taskbar icon.
Enable Windows keys checked.
Yep. Not sure why that entry is there. Because if you don't have enable WinKeys checked, the program is a Windows key checked. The program is basically not there, effectively.
Show taskbar icon.
And we just have those two items.
Menu. Standard shortcut list. Help.
Okay, we're in now the help menu. First item is standard shortcut list, which we've already heard.
About WinKey.
About WinKey.
Standard shortcut list.
And standard shortcut list. Let's listen to...
About WinKey.
And see what it has to say.
Leaving menus. About WinKey. OK button.
Really didn't tell us anything, did it? In fact, the only thing here is the OK button. Nothing else.
WinKey Copernic Technologies Inc. Add button.
I'll go back in the menu bar and see if there's anything else.
Menu bar. File. Options. Help.
And the other thing left actually is the system pull down.
Leaving menu bar.
Well, this concludes my review of WinKey. I hope that you will find the program enjoyable. If you have any questions or comments about it, you may email me at k4mfk@arrl.net. That's k4mfk@arrl.net. Now, here is more of Main Menu.